White, little double pump action. Now they create the overlap. Croker, the record try scorer for the Canberra Raiders. Number 121. And he goes past his namesake, Jason, and will lead that stat for a long, long time to come.
Round 17, 2019 against the Dragons. Jared Croker breaking the Raiders' all-time try-scoring record. This afternoon, Sats. Well, tonight we find him in Wagga Wagga with some fans. Toots, thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's been a quiet week down in the nation's capital.
Anything going on?
Nah, it's been all right, mate. It's pretty cruisy down here, mate. Not much gets happening down here, so it's been quite good.
Yeah, you look at. I mean, you're a
had a day off yesterday, anyway.
Yeah, you're a Goulburn boy, so. So going out into those regional areas like Wagga Wagga for your match against the Dolphins, it must be a bit of a highlight for a country kid.
Yeah, it is, mate. We speak about it a lot. We've played a fair few games out here now. We played a couple of times. Penrith took us to Bathurst and got out there as well in the community. And like you said, I'm a country boy. There's a few country boys in the team, Jacko and those guys. And Canberra's a bit like a big country town as well. So we get a lot of fans out here, which is obviously really good. And it's good to get out here, and we got out here a couple of days early, which is good. Like I said, we're at a signing session now. There's plenty of young kids and green flags and jerseys around. So it's, it's good to be out here, mate.
Last couple of seasons have been a tough one for you, Jared, because of injury, and it's shown a lot of character for you to come back, and wouldn't expect anything less. I remember commentating you all the way back in that first Toyota Cup season in 2008 when you won the premiership against the Brisbane Broncos, carved out an amazing career. Now, getting to 300 games, when you're injured, when you're watching the boys train and it gets frustrating, was getting to 300 games some sort of motivation for you, or was it just purely, I just need to get back on the field?
Look, it was a little bit. It was obviously, there was a few periods, a bit of a roller coaster, like you said, with some injuries. So there was a time there where I was thinking, 292 is pretty good. And then, as soon as I got back in there, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. I'm keen to keep on and get the 300. So, like I said, a bit of a roller coaster of emotions. There's a couple of times there, obviously, I always wanted to get 300, but a couple of times I probably sat back and went, oh, I've had a pretty good run. So, it's like I said, that's the roller coaster of rehab and injuries and that sort of stuff. So, in saying that, mate, 5 games these days for me is still a fair while away. So, I've still got to get there, mate. And fingers crossed we can do everything we can in the next 4 or 5 weeks to get there.
Jared, as a rugby league fan, it's great to see players like you, who are the good guys of the game, back playing. In the last 2 years, with all of those injuries and you back in first grade and playing week in, week out at the moment, have you noticed much of a change in the game since you really last played a full season? Is it quicker? Is it harder? Are they bigger?
Yeah. They're definitely bigger, and I haven't got any younger either, so they're a little bit faster and more powerful and those sorts of things, but it's certainly quite quick. I think it's been tapered back a little bit. I think we probably all admit that the game probably got a little bit too quick with all the six agains, and I think they've tapered it back a bit with the six again rule over the last 12 or 18 months. So I didn't play a lot of that game where it was, I think it was last year and maybe it did the year before, where it was really over speed and there was just so many six agains. I think it's come back a little bit, but in saying that, it's been quite quick. And now, I think last week's game against the Dragons, I'm not sure what the possession and those sorts of things were, but it just felt like one of those games that just went from end to end and it was really fast. And like you said, mate, I'm certainly not getting younger, so there's a few guys out there that are a bit younger and quicker, but hopefully a little bit of knowledge between the years and a bit of experience helps me out.
We spoke to Kieran Foran last night, who's lining up against his old team this weekend against the Seagulls, and we asked him the question, after the weekend we just had and how exciting the Anzac round was and the amazing football we saw, do you think this is the best the game has ever been?
I think it is. It's obviously the game's always getting better. It's always growing. It's always a spectacle. There's never, every year we keep saying, the greatest year and the greatest game ever. And, it's hard to argue with it. Obviously the magic round and those sorts of things add to it. And a bit of the speed of the game and some of the athletes that are playing the game at the moment, it's hard to argue with that. So, it's obviously there's always issues in the game and there's always something different, whether it's a hip drop or something like that we've always got to contend with. But look, it's you know, I think we have to, if you went through and said, well, you know, the ratings and the, thank you, the ratings and, you know, those sorts of things, I'm pretty sure the game's growing. Sorry, yeah. Guys. Help the kid there.
That's all right. That's great. Now, obviously, you've got to address the elephant in the room. Elephant in the room. With what's happened with Jack White and leaving the club next year, well, what's been the feeling amongst the playing group?
Yeah, look, it hasn't affected the playing group, to be honest. And we spoke about that the last couple of weeks, but it hasn't. You know, we had yesterday off, which was good. So when the news broke, we finished training and had yesterday off. So we didn't have to worry about it all, to be honest. We got there and trained today and we just had a good session, that's how it was. And now it is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it. And we spoke, you know, it hasn't been an issue for us over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, it's all cleared up now. And we can move forward. There's nothing we can do about it. And as a team, we want to play well and continue our winning ways.
If there's a young player or some young players, Toots, in the group that maybe are feeling emotional about it all and maybe show some anger, how do you, as an experienced player, how do you ensure that it doesn't affect the team moving forward to try and play finals this year?
Yeah, well, I think the way we've handled it so far, there hasn't been any of that here. There hasn't been any young fellas or anyone, you know, upset or, you know, obviously we're upset that he's leaving. You know, but the way it's all been handled, the way we've, you know, conducted our meetings and our training sessions, we've just gone on as business as usual. And at the end of the day, it's business as usual. We had a game to prepare for this weekend. We've got a game to win this weekend. And like I said, that's how we prepare. And we've got pretty much a home game at Wagga. We've got all three grades out here on Saturday. Yeah, mate. I've got all three grades out here on the weekend. And we're treating it like a home game, mate. And all three grades have been told that that's how it is. We've got to prepare to win three grades, and that's what we're going to try and do on the weekend.
How good is that, Sats? Country football, all three grades.
Mm.
Like, that is... I reckon those crinkle-cut chips will be flying great, out of the tuck shops this weekend down there in Wagga Wagga.
Thanks, mate.
Hey,
yeah, the beers will be flowing, I reckon.
Oh, absolutely. What a day at the footy that'll be. The Dolphins. Geez, haven't they overachieved this year? Although it's not surprising, right, with Wayne Bennett leading this team?
Yeah, look at the coach and they got some calibre players, Jesse Bromwich and all the Bromwich brothers and those guys that have come through a Melbourne Storm system for a long, long time, mate. They're never going to be easy beats and rollovers. They've got plenty of experience and they've played some exciting footy as well. So there's no surprises here of how well they've been going. So we've got to, like I said earlier about preparation, we've got to prepare to play our best footy. And look, that's what we're going to have to do again on the weekend.
Now, before we let you go, Jared, I want to ask you a couple of questions. We asked Kieran Foran as well. And it's basically around your career. But outside of your own teammates, we asked Kieran this as well. Who does Jared Croker like watching play out of all the other 16 teams? Is there a couple of players you look forward to watching outside of your game?
Who's Fosdale?
Who was that?
I said, who did Fos say?
Oh, he said, well,
we don't want to tell you.
He said Latrell.
And South Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to mention that.
Latrell.
Yeah.
Yeah, though. Better not say that one. yeah, look, I don't watch as much footy. Don't watch as much footy as I used to. You know, you go through waves where you enjoy watching footy and teams and certain players. And sorry, I don't see the photo. probably the one the guy that I probably, you know, probably, the, you know, you talk about someone you really don't, you know, you look forward to marking in regards to probably your best centre, and I'd probably say Joey Manu. I know he played 5'8" the other day, but he's an exciting player and, you know, probably one of the hardest to come up against. So there's no team I really like seeing go well when you're playing against them all. I don't really like any other team, but seeing someone like Joey Manu in full flight, Katani Stagg is another one who's, you know, a real quality player. So yeah, probably those guys at the moment.
Okay, last one. Now, you made your debut, I think it was back in round 2 or 3, back in 2009, if my memory serves me correctly. But is there a moment when you started playing first grade that was your welcome to first grade moment? Like, for some people, it's running out at 3 o'clock in front of a big crowd. Some may be the first time they got smashed. Or, well, can you remember your first welcome to first grade moment?
Um, I don't know if it was my first, my very first one, but I think it was my first year, early in my career anyway. We played up in Newcastle, and we've always struggled at Newcastle, to be honest. We've always had a bit of a bogey team and all that sort of stuff. And, mate, we went up there one day. I don't know if it was my first or second season or when it was early, and Adam McDougall absolutely brained me, just gave me a bath physically and skillfully, just gave it to me. And I just remember going, holy hell, this is actually what it's like. And I think I won some Justin Hodges as well, and Jamie Lyon, those sorts of guys. Caught plenty off a few of them. A few lessons there learnt. So probably there was definitely one at Newcastle that day off the mat.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. We're going to let you go. We know you're with the fans. Just think about this, Jared. You'll meet some fans this weekend who will continue to watch you for the rest of their lives and try and follow in your footsteps, and may take the risk of playing rugby league because you guys are getting out into country areas and meeting these kids. So I applaud the Raiders for doing that in Wagga Wagga this Saturday, 3 o'clock, all three grades. How good is that?
Awesome.
Taking on the Dolphins. Good luck, Jared Croker, and thanks for your time on Sports Day.
Beautiful, guys. Thanks for having me.